Recording started.
That's a better gong. Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with setting the intention to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday. As we consciously join hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepening consciousness and connection with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the divine life, the intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Now, more than ever, it feels like we so need to expand and evolve our consciousness to know that we are all of the one spirit, the one life, but it is the oneness that connects each and every part of life, animal, mineral, vegetable. We are all part of the one source. And yet we constantly see separation and division. This morning I posted on Instagram that it's kindness. Kindness in thought, kindness in word, kindness in deed. Kindness is so missing these days. So, that is not my theme for this morning. My theme this morning is, what is the most precious gift at Christmas? Because as we count down the days, and you know that they're constantly telling us how many shopping days we have left, people are getting caught up with the overconsumption of buying more and more presents, expensive, extravagant presents, and gifts for near and dear. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But what I am saying is that sometimes the most precious gifts we can give doesn't come with a price tag. The quote I sent out yesterday with a reminder from Meister Eckhart, who was a very old monk of, I want to say, the 8th or 9th century, but don't quote me. He simply says that God wants nothing of you but the gift of a peaceful heart. When you're caught up running around, looking to buy this for this person, looking about how much you're spending, where, what you're doing and what you're cooking and who's doing and who's bringing, you have anything but a peaceful heart. You are so distracted with the doing, you forget about just being. Being in the moment. Being in the awareness of what this season is all about. Being just kind. And so, my beloved, I want to focus this morning on the gifts that we can give and the gifts to ourselves that we sometimes get overlooked in the whole busyness of the commercialization of Christmas. And don't get me wrong, Christmas is really a commercial enterprise. As I've shared many times with you before, Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. In fact, it's most likely Jesus was born around the time of September. But the Roman powers that be decided that they would make Christmas to be the 25th December to coincide with the celebrations of what they considered the pagans, to make it easy for them to transform over into Christianity. And then someone decided that, yes, we also celebrate it by giving gifts to one another. And each year we're bombarded, it gets earlier, it's October now, we're bombarded with what we should be buying for one another for Christmas. The three wise men, the three magi, Balthasar, Gaspar, and Melchior, gave gifts to the baby Jesus. And this was, I guess, the inspiration for why we should give one another gifts. The gifts that they gave were not only of material value. As always, I'm sharing with you, let's look deeper. What is the spiritual, the esoterical, the metaphysical meaning behind these gifts that they gave? Well, we know that gold, of course, is valuable. It was scarce and rare in those days. So it was something that was kept to ornate the inner temples, the inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. And of course, today if you go around the churches, you'll see in certain churches, certainly laden with gold. I think also people forget that the gold that are in certain churches, especially in Spain, was gold that was stolen from people in their lands whilst they were enslaving them. But the gold that the Magi were bringing represented not only something of value, which as we know, soon after Jesus was born, they had to escape into Egypt to escape the wrath of Herod. So it was most likely used for them to live on. So it came in handy. But I think the gold has a deeper meaning. I believe that gold is representing something valuable. It's the gift that we need to recognize in ourselves that we are valuable, that we have value to spirit. So often in our moments of our despair, we wonder, why me? And we wonder if it's all worth it and if it's worth going on and is life worth living? Because we have forgotten that we are valuable and we have value. God said, "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." God wasn't just speaking to one-off time with Jesus. God is speaking to all of us. That each of us are valuable. Each of us has a purpose. Each of us are necessary to God's life and God's expression of life. Each of us has a wealth within us that sometimes we don't even remember or realize. The old-time tradition and religion likes to talk about that we as man is just worms of the dust. No, we are spiritual beings. We are God-realized creations and expressions of the infinite. We are holy of the holies. But we have forgotten our true self, our true nature. The Magi, when presenting the gift of gold, was not only signifying the value of Christ, the birth, that he was a king, that he was a divine being. They were recognizing it for all of us. The second gift was frankincense. And frankincense, it takes a long time for it to grow in the tree. And what they do is they scrape the tree to let the liquid inside ooze out. Then when it dries on the bark of the tree, then they scrape it off, and then they burn it as incense. It's a lengthy process for all of this to happen. So it's only used in churches and in burning in the temples in those days. So it's used to purify and make holy. And it, again, is speaking to us to purify ourselves, our egoic nature that will have us focused outer in the world of appearances, forgetting the world of inner of the spirit. We are to purify and make holy our nature, ourselves, so that we remember that which is important, that we are valuable, that we have worth, that we have purpose, that we are necessary for the expression and the life of God. We are to purify ourselves and make holy and remember that we too are the Christ. Jesus wasn't the only Christ. We are the Christ. We are the expression of life itself. That is the Christ, the Spirit of God in each and every one of us. Beloved, this Christmas time, instead of just giving the material gifts, give the spiritual gifts. Recognize your spirituality in purifying and making holy that which you are. The third gift that was given was the gift of myrrh. Again, myrrh was another bark that they had to process to make this liquid that they used for embalming and anointing. And especially when someone had died, they would be anointed with myrrh. It is said that the wise men were and the magi were speaking to the fact that Jesus, even though he was a baby, all that was going to happen before, he was a king, he was of value, that he would purify and make himself holy, and ultimately he would die. But the death that I am talking to, it's the death of our small egoic nature that keeps us separate. The death to the duality that we are living in, that God is somewhere and we are somewhere else. The death that I'm speaking to is the separation that we see ourselves separate from one another as opposed to one with each other. Let us anoint ourselves with myrrh and die to the old way of thinking that we are not enough. Let us anoint ourselves with myrrh and die to the false belief that somehow our lives are not meant to amount to anything. Let us anoint ourselves and die to the erroneous thought that somehow we are here to suffer. My beloveds, take the message and the lessons of these three gifts that the wise men, that the magi brought to the Christ, and embrace them for yourselves, to recognize that you have value, to purify and make yourself holy so you can truly allow the Christ to be birthed in you, the Christ Spirit, the Christ Life, the Christ Presence. And anoint yourself with myrrh and die to the old way of thinking, feeling, believing that keeps you limited, that keeps you bound to false ideas and false beliefs and false realizations. You, my beloved, are the child of the Most High, innermost, living, transcendent God. So my secret text comes from Matthew 2:11, and it simply says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. My poem is called It's Not, It Is. The poet is unknown. It's sharing your gifts, not purchasing gifts. It's not wrapping presents, it's being present. And wrapping your arms around the ones you love. It's not getting Christmas cards out on time. It's sending any card, anytime, at the right time. It's not having the biggest and best light, this Christmas lights display. It's displaying the Christ life that comes from your heart. It's not Santa coming down the chimney. It's Jesus coming down from heaven and giving us the gift of eternal life. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Gratitude for My Gifts. The first quote comes from Leo Buscaglia, who says, your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, Words That Heal. Ernest says, when we refuse to use our gifts, they shrivel up. The divine flow is short-circuited. The one who gives for the joy of giving will receive back even more joy than he gave out. The author writes, everyone has gifts and talents. Some of those gifts and talents appear to have been coded into DNA, and some gifts and talents have taken work to develop, or both. Yet, every being has them. Most humans, however, also have a deep insecurity that they have nothing to offer the world in this lifetime. This insecurity appears to be born out of blindness that our gifts could easily matter. This insecurity appears to be born out of a blindness that our gifts could really matter. Or that there may have been times that even when using those gifts, we have failed in some way. There may have been voices around us who try to convince us that our gifts do not amount to anything or do not amount to enough. While all of our most profound gifts may not make us rich or famous, or even be the way we make a living, we do have to find them. Finding ways to acknowledge, honor, and be grateful for the ways we are gifted and a sweet grace is a sweet grace that allows those gifts to become magnified and used powerfully. In our experience, when this happens, we are happier, more fulfilled, and therefore motivated to continue to embrace and develop new gifts. All of this supports the purpose of embracing our authentic self and giving back. Pay attention to your gifts today. Is there some way of being that you offer to others that is a gift? Is there a skill that you have that really helps you or others live a better life? It is there. Embrace it today. You see, my beloveds, we all have gifts. As we embrace the gifts of the Magi to purify, to anoint, to recognize the value, it allows us to bring forth the gifts that are within. It allows us to focus and perhaps on recognizing even that we have gifts, and each of us has them. I've shared with you many a time that I always considered myself the black sheep of the family because I didn't consider that I had any gifts or talents. My two older brothers, one is extremely intelligent, the other one extremely artistic. And I felt I was lacking because I had nothing, or so I thought. It took decades to recognize I was gifted, not in the way that I thought I should have been, not in the way that my brothers were, but God has gifted each and every one of us. And each of our gifts are different. There are no two gifts given that are the same. You can go and see a dozen different artists, and if you ever go to the RCA in summer, you can see the expression of art is never the same in any artist. God doesn't duplicate. God may repeat, but it's never the same. It is wonderful when we recognize that we can give of ourselves. And we don't have to give the most expensive gift, as the poet says. What matters isn't wrapping presents, but wrapping your arms around someone. That is sometimes the greatest gift any person can receive. Someone texted me yesterday to tell me they were in a church down in Rye, and they went and lit a candle for me. I was truly touched and blessed. And said it was one of the best gifts anyone could ever have given me. Because this is a gift that tells me somebody was thinking of me. Not only were they thinking of me, I meant enough for them to light a candle and whisper a small prayer or blessing. These are gifts that touch you and will remain with you. It's not the expensive gifts that you go and buy, but the thoughts and the care and the love that we share with one another. These are the gifts that are priceless. Khalil Gibran says, you give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. Giving of ourselves is the greatest gift ever. My story that I want to share with you today is by O. Henry. It's called The Gift of the Magi. And it's set, or he wrote it, I think, 1905. But it's a beautiful little story that I want to share. The story opens with $1.87. That's all Della Diggingham Young has to buy a present for her beloved husband, Jim. And the next day is Christmas. Faced with such a situation, Della promptly burst into tears on the couch, which gives the narrator the opportunity to tell us a bit more about the situation of Jim and Della. The short of it is that they live in a shabby flat and they're poor, but they love each other. Once Della recovers herself, she goes to a mirror to let down her hair and examine it. Della's beautiful brown knee-length hair is one of the two great treasures of the poor couple. The other is Jim's gold watch. Her hair examined, Della puts it back up, sheds a tear, and bundles up to head out into the cold. She leaves the flat and walks to Madame Sofroni's hair goods shop, where she sells her hair for $20. Now she has $21.87. With her new funds, Della is able to find Jim the perfect present, an elegant platinum watch chain for his watch. It's $21 and she buys it. Excited by her gift, Della returns home and tries to make her new short hair presentable with a curling iron. She's not convinced Jim will approve, but she did what she had to do to get him a good present. When she finishes with her hair, she gets to work preparing coffee and dinner. Jim arrives at 7 p.m. to find Della waiting by the door and stares fixedly at her, not able to understand that Della's hair is gone. Della can't understand quite what his reaction means. After a little while, Jim snaps out of it and gives Della her present, explaining that his reaction will make sense when she opens it. Della opens it and cries out in joy, only to burst into tears immediately afterward. Jim has given her the set of fancy combs she wanted for ages, only now she has no hair for them. Jim nurses Della out of her sobs. Once she's recovered, she gives Jim his present, holding out the watch chain. Jim smiles, falling back on the couch. He sold the watch to buy Della's combs. He explains. He recommends they put away their presents and have dinner. The irony of the ending of The Gift of the Magi is the fact that both Della and Jim unselfishly sacrificed their most prized possessions in order to purchase gifts that the other would be thrilled about receiving. But each of them sacrificed the very thing for which the other bought the gift. As touching as that is, and as heroic as it is to sell your hair or your most precious gift, ultimately, what they had already, which is the most precious gift of love. And if we could recognize that if we give the gift of love at Christmas, it is beyond price. It is beyond meaning. It is beyond value. It covers everything and anything. So, my beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and connect in our heart space, in the cave of the heart, in the sanctuary of the soul, where spirit and spirit doth meet. It is written that thou art closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. So always at this time I remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Deeper. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness, healing, healing. Forgiveness, healing, forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in love. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out kindness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. Love. Kindness. Love. Kindness. Love. Kindness. Love. Love. Kindness. In the cave, the heart and the sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment to be intention for ourselves for our week ahead. Let us see ourselves being, doing, having, expressing that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience. It is written, where there is no vision, the people perish. So let us see in our mind's eye and add the feeling component to it, that which we wish for ourselves. Take a deep breath in. As we move into our circle of prayer, we know that there is nowhere where God is not. So always you're invited in to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously connect to prayer this time, let us remember the gifts of the Magi for ourselves. To remember that we are of value and we are valuable. To purify and make holy, that we may remember that we are Christ. That we may anoint ourselves and die to that which will keep us separated and living duality. Let us remember who we are and whose we are. And in this season, let us remember that the best gifts we can give do not come with a price tag. The gifts of love, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, gift of acceptance. At this time when people are celebrating many traditions, may we respect and honor all of them. May we respect and honor that you are the life that is in everything and everyone, even if it looks different from us, that we truly are one kind, humankind. We are truly of one spirit, your spirit. We truly have the one life, your life, in and through each and every part of creation. Let us be respectful and honoring and mindful of each other. Let us respect and accept the differences that there are, be the differences of color, of religion, of race, of gender orientation. Let us expand in consciousness to be accepting of all differences. This is a season of the light coming into this part of the world. Let the light of love cleanse and purify our hearts, that we may truly remember the reason for the season. We're holding in our hearts at this time those who have transitioned, returning homeward bound to you. May their families be comforted at this tragic time. May their grief be assuaged in the knowledge that love never dies, but lives on eternally in our hearts. For those that are in need of a healing mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, so we speak this word for their healing right here, right now. For all that is happening across the globe, and especially in our country, where our beautiful United Kingdom is no longer united, but is fragmented in division. We touch the hearts of our politicians that they may know integrity, dignity, and respect for all people. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you know our individual needs, wants, and desires. Even if I have failed to mention them here, I know you will not fail to bless. For it is God's greatest pleasure to give us all the good of the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we come to our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
This morning, our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading. I see my gifts.
I see my gifts.
I see my talents.
I see my talents.
I am grateful to acknowledge them.
I'm grateful to acknowledge them.
And share them.
And
our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Now, prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My beloveds, as we come towards the close of our Sunday soul, I'd like to remind you to join me on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. And always, I like to leave you with a rumination, as I like to call it. And this, let me just get to it. This small quote from Rumi says, "The treasures of creation dwell in non-existence, and at each moment, spirit reveals something new." That's your rumination for the week. So, before I close, let me give you our benediction. Today, may there be peace within. May you trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith in yourself and others. May you use the gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content with yourself just the way you are. Let this knowledge settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. So my closing song for you is by Keith Sweat. The message says it's all. It's entitled Point of Christmas.
Thank you.
God gave us reason, wrapped up in a baby boy, and on the night that he was born, hope came to a dying world. Now I ain't telling you what to believe, cause I know it's right done for me, but I'ma take the time to say, oh Christmas, Jesus, happy birthday, there ain't nothing wrong with celebrating time. Special in my life, and I don't want to drop a flag and say thank you. There's gonna be a chain of pain, maybe me show you can. Light yourself up, maybe there'll be Christmas up on the Christmas, Merry Christmas, even on Christmas Day.
crazy, but when we start believing, he's the only reason for the season. Can't you feel me, Rachel? Merry Christmas from the land.
I wish you a very happy Sunday, and as always, peace and blessings.